Right now it is time for Greg Schramm and Tim Luke. It is time for the Appraisal Guys, the Frick and Frack of Nick and Knack. You can find them on the web, tqag.com. That's Treasure Quest Appraisal Group. And I know we have Tim on the line here. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning.
As Greg, are you there?
I am. You hear me?
All right. Well, it showed up with Tim first, calling Greg, and then I didn't see anything else after that. Well, I am totally unprepared for this morning simply because I have been relaxing after the election, and I don't know what avenue we want to go down to who wants to lead off with a topic that can either arouse my interest or put me to sleep.
Well, let's see if you can guess from the theme song from the movie. Da 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 da. So you got that?
Okay, that gets smart.
Not much. No.
No.
No. What movie?
It is James Bond, and as you know, we had that Sir Sean Connery passed away on Halloween just a couple. A week ago.
Now I'm gonna get on you guys here. All right. Oh, we lost you guys. We lost him. You have been removed from the call by Tim Luke. Tim hung up on me. Let me call back here. Tim Luke hung up on me. I guess I insulted them. Let's see what happens here. You guys there?
Auction.
You guys there? Tim,
yeah, we're here.
You accidentally hung up on me.
What? I did?
Tim did. It said you have Tim Luke has disconnected you from this call.
Oh no.
So now
okay,
let's
go. Let me move the phone. Okay, there we go. Yeah. So
let's go. So let's go back to Goldfinger. See, you should have. What you should have done to give me a little clue is go Goldfinger. But anyway.
Right. Well, that would have been right. But unfortunately, that's not the movie. So it's from the very first James Bond, and it is the pistol that Sean Connery used in the film Dr. No. And it is very iconic because of that silhouette that they use of James Bond with the gun in his hand. It's that particular gun. So there's a lot that goes into this particular image, but it's coming up at Julian's in their big auction in December, and it has an estimate of about $150,000 to $200,000. So I think that it's going to go crazy because not only is it the first Bond film, there are a number of collectors that just collect James Bond memorabilia. They love it. And it is also because of the passing of Sean Connery. There's a lot that's been in the news. So I think that this is really going to spark collectors' interests.
My favorite part of that movie, the original movie, was when the Chinese guy took his hat off. And he would throw it at people and cut their heads off. Do you remember that?
He did it with that marble statue.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That was so cool.
But those movies, you know, you've had so many different people play James Bond over the years. And there's been some spectacular ones and some not so spectacular ones. But you look at Sean Connery now. He may have had a few personal faults, which we all do. But as an actor, this guy could take on any role, and you know what? What shows really the scene of a good actor is that you could see him in different roles, and yes, you could see him as Bond, but whatever role he played, he made his own role, and so all his previous roles didn't enter into it. That's the sign of a really great actor.
Agreed. Agreed. I loved him as Indiana Jones' father, too.
Well, in your father, then he did the movie about the island where they were going to bomb San Francisco. I mean, he's done so many good movies. I can imagine that he's going to be – his star will only rise on the auction horizon further.
Correct. Agreed. And especially with this gun coming from a Bond movie, that in itself right there is great, but it's the first movie too. And it's that iconic pistol. That is something that really is going to drive, I think, not only the bidding, but also where it ultimately sells.
Well, I think there are two objects that of Bond memorabilia that are probably the most iconic. One of them is the gun. The second one is the car, which just recently, I think it sold ridiculous amount of money. So it's great. I think in the future, those two items, if they come up, I can't imagine that they will continually keep coming up, at least for a while. But when they do come up, they are probably the two most recognizable pieces of James Bond memorabilia. What year was the first Bond movie?
Oh, God.
1962, I think.
It was 1962.
So, I mean, my God, over 57 years. So those two pieces in particular, and if any of the other gadgets, that was always part of the fun of the Bond movies, was when he would get outfitted with all of the specialty items, and you never knew what was going to, you know, what the latest gadget was going to be. So at some point, I do think that some of those things might slip out into the auction market as well, and I think they will probably also do well.
Yeah, it's that's the whole thing about movie. But he also had something which very few actors have. Paul Newman had it. James Dean had it. And that is the ability to be the coolest person on the planet, no matter what country you're in. really. I'm sorry. You know, there's that special. They just always look relaxed and comfortable within their skin, whether they are or not.
Yeah. Well, here's a bit of trivia. Do you know what Sean Connery did before he went into acting?
Oh, I would play. Well, he probably was a pipe fitter or something like that.
Close. Milkman. Oh, he was a milkman.
Well, he certainly delivered. Well, so Sean Connery is first on the list this morning. All right. It's hard to believe he was, 90?
Yeah, 90, he was 90 years
old. My God. Yeah. Sean Connery at 90. Well, anyways.
Well, also you know, this auction that Julian's is doing, they also have a piece that is another iconic piece from another actor. It's the helmet worn by Tom Cruise in Top Gun. And also a black leather motorcycle jacket worn by Arnold Schwarzenegger in Terminator. So they have a number of really iconic pieces that are coming up for this December auction, which is going to be really, really fascinating. I think they're doing it over 3 days. They have Hollywood memorabilia, they have rock and roll memorabilia, and then they have sports memorabilia. So they're doing a trilogy of icons, of iconic memorabilia. So
now, what do you think? What do you think that leather jacket will go for?
Oh goodness! It's hard to. How many times have you heard us say this? It's hard to say. Yeah.
I think it's going to be very desirable because you still have people that really reference back to the Terminator movies. There's a lot of desirability for these sci-fi type of movies, and that jacket being very iconic. And I want to say that I sold one in the 90s when I was working at Christie's. It was one of the jackets that was used, and I do believe that Planet Hollywood bought that one. So I've got to look up this. I just saw the news article, and the catalog wasn't ready on Julian's. So we'll do a little bit more research to see if this particular one, if it was used in a specific scene. That's what's really going to dictate how much this is going to sell for. If it's in the scene where he gets all shot up and it's all the bullet holes that go through it, that's one of the iconic scenes, then that's going to sell for more, as if it were earlier in the movie when he's first seen before it's all damaged. So, there's different levels, too.
I can imagine the cruise helmet's going to sell for a lot.
Yes.
Well, you know, the one thing I will recommend to people is, if you just remember this, juliansauctions.com. If you just go to that site and just keep checking, I'm pretty sure that the catalog is going to be out within the next couple of weeks.
I think they have the highlights up.
So you can click on, you can go, and it doesn't cost you anything to sign up. And you can not only see the auction in advance, but you can also watch it in real time, which is really exciting to see, to see how much like the Bond gun is going to go for, and the cruise jacket's going to go for. So
the cruise helmet.
Or helmet. Schwarzenegger jacket. Yeah. So that's one of the things that I always look forward to is the day of the auction at Julian's, because they are exciting to watch, and you never know what's going to happen with them. So we're diehards.
And when it comes to things, I can't wait for another 10 years when I'm going to be 78, the amount of Star Wars stuff that's going to be worth millions of dollars.
Yes. And it's just growing. And when you look at the reason for that is that you have a number of people that jump on to the bandwagon or have been diehard fans from the beginning. However, Disney has now purchased the rights to the whole franchise, and on Disney Plus they have a new series that has just come out that has been streaming and people have been talking about. So they are continuing the legacy of the whole Star Wars brand as a brand. So you will see that, and as time goes on, you're going to see more and more of these things out there because they're out there in the public getting exposure. And this is very similar to, if I want to kind of liken it to the art world, and I know Jill is going to cringe, but it's like when a piece of art is put into a museum and it's on display. So it's been displayed or it's been put in a book or it is used in a whole exhibition that travels. People see it, it gets out there, it's known, and it's the same thing that's what's going on that Disney is doing with a lot of their brands, is just getting it out there. And that brand awareness really makes it more desirable when these one-of-a-kind pieces come up for auction.
Well, it's interesting you mentioned that, Disney, because Disney has taken, the first one they did was called Rogue One, and that was the prequel before the first Star Wars, which was successful. And now they have The Mandalorian, which is going into its second season. And once again, because they tie it back and they keep it connected to the original Star Wars, you have a franchise that potentially has a limitless lifespan for people, spanning probably so many different generations. It's unbelievable.
Most definitely. It goes into the same thing with comic books. If you think about, there's certain comics and runs of comic books, but there are certain issues that become more desirable, but they always harken back to how it was originated or the history and the background, and then they build on that. So you have the same thing going on there, and it's a formula that is really worked well in the collectibles area.
All right, guys. Well, I want you to have a great day. Stay safe and warm down there. We'll speak to you next week.
Okay. Have a great
week. Sounds good. Have a great week.
Take care, guys. Tim, Luke, and Greg Strom, the appraisal guys, the frickin' frack of Nick and Knack with Appraise This. You'll find them at TQAG.com.